USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word is the U.S. and Russian negotiators are going to meet directly on Monday to discuss military exercises in Europe. According to a Reuters report, the conversations will center around Russia's continued presence along the Ukraine border. According to White House officials, they hope Russia and Ukraine will agree to restrict their military exercises and missile deployments in the region for now. An official adding they won't be discussing the U.S. limiting its troop deployments in NATO countries. President Biden and former President Barack Obama are paying their final respects to Harry Reid. The former Senate Majority Leader died on December 28th at 82. At a memorial service in Las Vegas yesterday, Biden remembered Reid as a man he said you wanted in your corner and said he would always have your back. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The governor of California is now calling for what he says is the largest emergency response package in the nation as provided by any state. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday unveiling a $2.7 billion proposal to fight COVID-19 in the state of California. The funds in a state budget proposal would go to support hospitals, vaccinations, and more testing in the state. And if passed by the state legislature, the budget wouldn't take effect until July, but Newsom says it's still going to be needed then. An 8-year-old boy is alive after he fell from a 7th-floor window of a Florida apartment building, reportedly falling by accident yesterday morning at the complex in North Miami. The child survived the 7-story fall, but WPLG in Miami says he did suffer multiple broken bones, and he's still being treated at a local trauma center, but is expected to survive. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Law enforcement officers often lose their lives in the line of duty. Here's one who died on his way to the line of duty.
It happened Saturday morning around 7 in North Bergen. NorthJersey.com reports 28-year-old Julio Noriega was driving his Honda Accord north on Tonelli Avenue near 41st Street when he rear-ended the truck. The truck driver and two Good Samaritans pulled Noriega from the burning car, but he was unconscious and later pronounced dead. Noriega was a 2-year member of the North Bergen Police Department and was on his way to work at the time of the crash.
That's David Thomas reporting. The James Webb Space Telescope is now fully deployed, according to NASA. That space observatory, the size of a tennis court, was launched from a facility in French Guiana on Christmas Day. That telescope is now on its way to its final destination, which is orbit around the sun. A million miles away from the Earth, NASA says it was one of the riskiest and most difficult space launches ever, and it's going to be a difficult mission, but they're looking forward to finding out things about the universe they've never been able to find out before. And the Republican National Committee has narrowed its search for its 2024 presidential convention site. The short list of cities includes Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Nashville, and Salt Lake City. A decision's expected by spring. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.